Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 68 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department informing House Republicans President Biden has asserted executive privilege to keep audio recordings of his interview in the special counsel's investigation into his handling of classified documents. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan criticizing the president's decision.
The recordings are necessary. The transcripts alone are not sufficient evidence.
Ranking member Jerry Nadler calling the request for recordings motivated by politics.
A complete transcript has already been provided to the committee. The only thing that has not been produced is the recording itself, which can be easily manipulated.
Republicans were weighing whether to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt for not handing over the audio recordings. The hush money trial of Donald Trump resumed today. Michael Cohen, Trump's former fixer, back on the stand facing cross-examination. Stocks soaring on data showing inflation may be cooling a bit. The Dow reaching a milestone, trading above 40,000 points today for the first time. This is ABC News. The FDA reports that in 2023, more than 2 million kids under 18 were vaping. But one state's attempt to curb young people's use of e-cigarettes is coming under scrutiny.
Texas House Bill 114 took effect this year, requiring mandatory placement in an alternative school for any student caught in possession of an e-cigarette.
This is a serious situation.
State Representative Ed Thompson was the sponsor. While addiction experts agree, some think
this particular approach is maybe a little heavy-handed.
Dr. Stephen Kelder says placing first-time offenders in alternative schools doesn't address a basic problem.
I'm not hearing too much about what to do if you're addicted.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A large portion of the country could see some strong storms, the biggest threat for severe weather stretching from Texas to Mississippi, with a rare high-risk warning for flash flooding in Texas and Louisiana. Those states now bracing for up to 9 inches of rain in the next 24 hours. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rented Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 68 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy with some breaks of sunshine. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible with a high of 70. Tonight, isolated showers early, then partly cloudy with patchy fog possible, a low of 48. And tomorrow, warm and lots of sunshine with a high of 79. Currently in Richland Center, we have light easterly winds, and after a low of 54, it is a cloudy 68 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Corin Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Corin Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Good afternoon. It's 68 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Despite multiple rounds of rain in the past week, this week's drought monitor shows no change to the two drought-affected areas in Wisconsin. That's partly because the precipitation deficit over the past year was so steep, according to the monitor. Wisconsin's worst area of drought is centered in the area south of I-90 and west and north of the Wisconsin River. Richland County is still in a moderate to severe drought. About 8% of the state is in drought, with about 28% considered abnormally dry. 8 months ago, nearly the entire state was in drought. A warmer winter sparks allergy season sooner. Arriving a month early in March and hitting peak quicker, experts say try rinsing out your nose with saline solution, as your nose can play a role into other symptoms for allergies, such as difficulty swallowing, chest congestion, and more. Doctors also suggest nasal sprays for a short period of time. Vice President Kamala Harris is back in Wisconsin today. She's talking to black voters in Milwaukee about the economy. Black voter turnout in Wisconsin was only 58% 4 years ago, and this year only 14% think the economy is doing well. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley speaking with WISN's TV's Upfront.
People are still struggling. People are still looking to get the things that they need. But I think that as we continue to move forward, you know, people are going to understand that this presidential election is going to be extremely important.
The latest Marquette Law School poll shows only 37% of Wisconsin's black voters say they feel very enthusiastic about voting in November. Community organizer Angela Lang speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront.
If that switch doesn't happen and that enthusiasm gap isn't kind of made up, probably around like Labor Day or so, then I think folks are in trouble.
Democrats.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is waiting to see how the state Supreme Court rules on allowing absentee ballot drop boxes this year. Janelle Ludwig Kraus is a voting advocate in western Wisconsin. She says all kinds of voters vote absentee.
Busy farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry. It makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot. For people with disabilities, for elderly people.
Supporters say drop boxes make it easier for many to vote. Brian Schimming is chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party. He tells Wisconsin Eye majority liberals are working like activists.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people what's...
Money doesn't tell the whole story?
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Opponents say it's too easy to use drop boxes to commit voter fraud. Guaranteed income programs give monthly cash payments to low-income households. Rachel Barnhart is with a nonprofit that facilitates these programs across the country. The money comes with no strings, but research shows it gets spent on necessities. A study by the Urban Institute looked at how that money is spent in Austin, Texas.
Like housing, food, utilities, transportation, childcare. A majority of the cash payments was spent on housing, and we saw an increase in housing stability.
Madison had a privately funded guaranteed income program in 2022 and 23. UW La Crosse is receiving $2.8 million in a donation to fund a professorship and two fellowships to support professional staff in science education. Specifically, the fellowships would happen in UWL's River Studies Center, which handles the university's education and research in water science. The professorship would not only include a faculty position, but funding for research over the summer, which could help in recruiting educators, according to UWL. A Dane County deputy is being credited for saving a jail inmate. The Sheriff's Department says a deputy spotted an inmate hunched over in their cell on Thursday. When the officer checked on the man, he didn't respond. The deputy called for medical staff and started the Heimlich maneuver once they realized the man was choking. It turns out the inmate had choked on an apple. Medical staff were on hand to help the inmate afterwards. Sheriff Calvin Barrett credits the deputy's training with saving a life. Members of the Riverdale FFA hosted their third annual Food for America yesterday. This year, teaming up with the Highland FFA, Riverdale fourth graders and Highland fourth and fifth graders visited the Riverdale School Farm and Stormdale Farms in Muscadet. 41 FFA members hosted educational sessions on tree planting, wildlife management, gardening, rabbits, chickens, dog training, tractor and equipment safety, horses, dairy cattle, beef cattle, sheep, goats, and making whipped cream. The Richland Center Red Cross Blood Drive was held yesterday at the Community Center. It was a good day as a total of 74 units were collected. They include 16 Power Red, 58 Whole Blood, and 8 platelets. There were also 4 deferrals. No injuries were reported in a structure fire in Avoca yesterday morning around 9. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the fire on South 4th Street. Avoca Fire, Avoca EMS, and the Avoca Police Department, Iowa County Sheriff's Deputies, Muscadet Fire, and Highland EMS all assisted at the scene. Authorities also responded to a fire last night in Iowa County around 9. Communications Center received a report of a fire at a business on Highway 23 just north of Dodgeville. The Dodgeville Police Department, Dodgeville and Mineral Point Fire Departments, and Dodgeville EMS all assisted at the scene. No injuries were reported. A trespassing violation led to multiple arrests. Tuesday afternoon at approximately 1:20, a Grant County deputy conducted a traffic stop for a trespassing violation that occurred in Marion Township. The driver, Wesley Grasser, 35 of Boscobel, was arrested for operating without a license, second offense, and 3 counts of misdemeanor bail jumping. Grasser was also cited for open intoxicants and no insurance. The passenger in the vehicle attempted to hide his identity by wearing a mask. However, the deputy recognized him as Jesse Lisney, 35 of Blue River. Lisney was arrested for possession of meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, 2 active warrants, probation hold, 2 counts of felony bail jumping, and 6 counts of misdemeanor bail jumping. Wesley Grasser and Jesse Lisney were transported to the Grant County Jail, where Grasser posted bond and was released. Lisney remains in custody. It's 68 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:15. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Find three amazing floors of deals at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Stop in to take advantage of great prices on anything and everything for your home. Let your inner sports fan out with their selection of big screen TVs and sofas. Plus, you can stay up to date as Krogan's carries the latest tech. Your handyman Cy will love the variety of tools they offer. And check out home decor, paint supplies, as well as more across three floors of deals. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's up to 69 degrees in Richland Center at 1218. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The Combe Cemetery, located in Richwood Township. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to DavidBrentThompson.com/Combe, it would be from Tales of the Tombstone and What They Would Tell in the Richland Observer, August 9th, 1956. It's called the Combe Cemetery. John Combe, the first white settler of what is now Richland County, came into this county in 1838, but he did not remain here long because the Indians were numerous and not at all friendly. Mr. Combe returned to the Muscatine area, but would come back 2 years later in 1840 to what is now the town of Richwood and would remain there until the time of his death. He set aside a site on his farm for cemetery purposes. Burials began as early as 1850 when James Carson was laid to rest. This plot of land, 2 or 3 acres, now known as the Combe Cemetery, was where sleep would be provided for John Combe, for members of his family, and many of the pioneer settlers of that section of the county. Among the names of these settlers that would appear and the stories that would be part, Richeson, Appleby, Powers, Jones, Wanick, Leffler, Hayward, Crandall, Dillon, and others. Civil War and World War veterans were laid to rest here. There are three flags in the Crandall lot where they're buried were three Civil War veterans, William, John, and Wilson Crandall, three brothers. Two of the worthy pioneers of Richwood who had now laid to rest in Combe Cemetery was that of Joseph Elliott and his wife Mary. She was the former Mary F. Mulfamy. Mulfamy was the first person to teach school in Richland County according to its history. She came from Highland in 1848 and was hired to teach at the Orion Village School. The schoolhouse wasn't ready. It was a log affair but not completed, so she opened her first schoolhouse at the Captain John R. Smith home, and from there the village, on June 5, 1848, would hire her again to teach 3 months at $23 a month. Because she was a good teacher, they employed her for a second term in 1849. Following the marriage in 1851, they resided in Orion for a time and then moved to Port Andrew, where Mr. Elliott began to keep a store in 1859 and continued until 1874, when they settled on a farm at the east limits of the village of Port Andrew. John Combe, the first pioneer, who settled in Richland County, is also buried in the cemetery where his name bears that. His wife, Sarah, Miss Combe, who was married in May of 1849 to Sarah Palmer, a native of Kentucky, who came to Richland County with her parents in 1848. Much has been written about Mr. and Mrs. Combe in the past. They were a worthy and honorable couple. They raised a fine family of seven children, all who have now passed to their reward, but their grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, who were of these pioneers, are still living on the very same land. Listen next week for the history of Richland County on Memorial Day activities in Wisconsin.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The 21st Annual Walk with Grace kickoff will be held this evening at the Richland Center Community Center. The public is welcome to attend the Free Will Pancake Supper beginning at 4:30. June Nee is the Walk with Grace chair.
We're going to have a Free Will Offering Pancake Supper. This is through the Kiwanis Club, and we want to thank them so very much for providing this great meal for us. And teams can come, join us for the Pancake Supper, get registered, and pick out their luminaries, calendar raffle tickets, and their campsite at the walk.
This year's theme is Making Strides for Keir. After celebrating a special 20th reunion with ambassadors last year, this year's walk will be as in the past.
We're going to keep it the same. I feel like we do so many important things that night, and it's hard to try to change that. We'll have our luminary set out, and we'll have our special luminary ceremony like we always do every year. And we'll have music playing all night, and we're just going to have lots of food and good stuff. And the silent auction and bucket raffle will be in the community center. So it's shaping up to be a great walk with Grace.
The Walk with Grace kickoff will be held this evening from 4:30 to 7. Teams are invited to pick up their team packets, luminaries, and calendar raffle tickets. Whether you have a team already or are thinking of having a team, you are urged to attend tonight.
Around 6 o'clock, we'll be going through the packets. Marsha Burkhammer will announce any changes, take any questions that anybody might have with the packets they get. So we encourage team members, if you can, to please stay, enjoy a pancake supper, and stay for this short program as we go through the packets and let you know all the important dates that you need to watch out for, like t-shirt deadline, t-shirt pickup, our captain's night, survivors, you know, that night in August before the walk. And then we will also at that time be introducing our four new ambassadors.
June encourages you to attend to learn more about Grace.
You may come enjoy the pancake supper and just sit and listen and learn more about Grace and what we do. And if you would like to have a team, but you're just not sure, we can answer any questions that you may have. It is free will offering. So, you know, if you can come and enjoy and give a little, we appreciate that very much.
The cost to register a team is $150, which will include up to 15 Tennessee orange colored t-shirts. Teams may register up to the night of the walk, which will be held Friday, August 9th at Crosscut Park. However, to receive the t-shirts, teams must be registered by early June. It's Morel Mushroom Festival weekend in the village of Muscadet. The festival is an important fundraiser for the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The Muscadet American Legion will be selling Morel mushrooms Saturday, beginning at 9 at the Mushroom Headquarters, located at the Cradlewell Building. 400 pounds of mushrooms will be fried up and sold for $15 a serving. A limited amount of fresh morels will be available at an estimated cost of $50 to $70 per pound. The Morel Mushroom Festival will officially kick off Friday night at 5 with the third annual car cruise in. Eric Johnson is the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival chair.
This will be the third annual. We're in the Riverdale bus barn parking lot and start at 5 o'clock. It's, I guess, the one distinguishing factor, caveat, is that it's not a car show, it's a cruise-in. So it's just for automotive enthusiasts, drive in, talk, look at other people's vehicles, let, you know, talk about your vehicle. Obviously, foot traffic, anybody that wants to see some cool cars, come on in and check it out.
They've also added something new this year.
This will be the first annual. We got an antique and farm tractor pull starting at 5. Well, weigh-ins at 5. The pull actually starts at 6 p.m., and that's going to be on Nebraska Street.
Other activities include a baseball and softball tournament, a Riverdale varsity baseball game, and Thundershowers bounce houses. Lots of food will be available for purchase, as well as the American Legion selling burgers and beverages at Mushroom Headquarters from 5 to 8. The weekend also includes garage sales, a pancake breakfast, the Lions Club Chili Cook-Off, the Tiny Acres Petting Zoo, a tour of the Effigy Mounds, Kinchy Petal Pulls, and lots of food and refreshments. Two special highlights on Saturday will be the annual parade at 3 and fireworks along the Wisconsin River Saturday night. The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival will be held this Friday through Sunday. For a complete list of activities, check out the Village of Muscadet webpage. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board, in partnership with the Three Eagles Foundation and Cultural Landscape Legacies, will host two special events at the board's office in Muscadet Saturday morning during Morel Mushroom Festival weekend, followed by a special guided tour of the sacred effigy mound site known as Frank's Hill at 1 in the afternoon. The activities begin Saturday at 9 with a lecture by Mark Cupp, Riverway Board Executive Director, entitled The Mounds of the Muscadet Area, during which he will describe the types of earthworks found in Wisconsin and then focus on mound sites within a short distance of Muscadet. At 10:30, Linda Meadowcroft, author of the new book, Ghost Eagles, The Spirit Journey of Artist Jan Beaver Galyon, will give a presentation on her research on the life of Jan Beaver, a person whom she never met but writes about in the book published in January. Persons interested in the tour of Frank's Hill should gather at the site at 12:45 and be prepared for a short hike to the top of the small knoll. The tour will last about 45 minutes and will describe the effigy mounds on Hill East and interesting features on Hill West, which some believe may have been used as a type of calendar. Frank's Hill is located northwest of Muscadet, near the intersection of Highway 60 and Highway 93. Park along the roadside. The Lions Club will have an assortment of local history books for sale as well. A limited number of Muscadet Centennial books are available, as are the compilations of John Duffy columns from Muscadet Progressive. The books will be available for purchase on the porch of the Riverway Board office on Wisconsin Avenue. The Richland County Veterans Monument Committee invites you to a special dedication. It was and is the mission of the committee to make sure all veterans have a proper headstone. Richland County Veterans Service Officer Karen Knox says this has truly been a community effort.
The community has truly chipped in, and some even have volunteered to help place the headstones once they've arrived. And it's just been an outpouring of generous donations that we were able to do this for the first 28.
A dedication of the first monuments will be held this Saturday at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. Ron Fruit will introduce each of the veterans who received a headstone, and local veterans will perform a 21-gun salute. Maps will be available for those attending to be able to view the headstones.
Marge Freeman from the VFW has agreed to hand out some maps on Memorial Day so that if people want to walk around and see the new headstones and just kind of show their respect to the veterans, then they can do that as well.
NOC advises all those planning to attend to be aware of an adjusted location to the normal veterans programs at the cemetery due to construction.
We've kind of altered the location of the event. It's going to be straight off of East 10th Street, so you don't make the turn to go to the fairgrounds. You just continue straight, and there's a Y right there, and that's where we're going to be set up. So there'll be plenty of parking for people to come and see.
All are invited to attend the Richland County Veterans Monument Service Saturday afternoon at 1. Richland Center Parks and Recreation and the Richland Center Primary School will host Stewardship Day Saturday from 2:30 to 4. The day is being held to honor Arbor Day and Earth Day to clean the community parks and plant trees. Park cleanup will be held from 2:30 to 3 at the Old Mill Pond Park, Crosscut Park, and Westside Park. Maps, gloves, and trash bags will be provided. A tree planting will be held at Old Mill Pond Park at 3. A Tree City USA proclamation will be presented by Mayor Todd Coppernall at 3:30. Families are also invited to check out the Story Walk at Crosscut Park featuring Be a Tree by Maria Gianferrari. Richland County Highway II in Westford Township is closed today from Corn Ridge Road to Massey Hill Drive until 2 o'clock. It's 69 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
It's 69 degrees in Richland Center, 26 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Thursday, May 16th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Keith P. Deckert, 96 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Mill Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the Pine Valley Foundation. Survivors of Keith Deckert include his wife, Myra, 7 children, Ken and Jane Deckert of Scales Mound, Illinois, Rita Jenkins of McFarland, Robert and Helen Deckert, Paul and Therese Deckert, Ron and Cindy Deckert, Beverly and Len Melke, and Pam and Jim Spencer, all of Richland Center. Adopted daughter Gina Hansen, 25 grandchildren, 45 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Keith P. Deckert, 96 of Richland Center. Jacob Carl, Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook in Platteville. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests people wear a shirt from their favorite sports team to the service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Jake Linscheid is survived by his wife Beth, two children, Kelly and Dale Manning of Plymouth, and Jay and Stacy Linscheid of Reedsburg, four grandchildren, a brother, Jerry Linscheid of Richland Center, sister, Susan and Gordon Kremer of Cassville, sisters-in-law, Mary and John Franklin of Monona and Nancy Powell of Monona, a brother-in-law, Terry and Chris Powell of Des Moines, Iowa, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends, Jacob Carl, Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet. Edward L. McLaren, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died yesterday at Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Funeral services will be held Thursday, May 23rd at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Thursday, May 23rd, from 1 until the time of service at 2. The family requests memorials be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Ed McLaren is survived by his life partner, Joy Deal of Soldiers Grove, two children, Robert Lee and Carrie McLaren of Iowa, and Barbara Jean McLaren of Soldiers Grove, seven grandchildren, a brother, Perry McLaren of Iowa, a sister, Deborah Hedberg of Soldiers Grove, and many other relatives and friends. Edward L. McLaren, 61 of Soldiers Grove.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop with in-house production. Don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-733-4440.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Richard and Sarah Kinney, Brian and Rachel Jelenic, Doug and Marilyn Hill, and Roger and Marla Smith. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the heavier rain this morning certainly passed by just to the north of our area. Parts of Vernon and Monroe County picking up about a half to three quarters of an inch. The rest of our area generally just a few hundredths of an inch to near a tenth. Still could see a few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the afternoon as a low pressure system swirls across the region with a cold front. So we'll watch for that. Just some brief downpours, small hail, and gusty winds are possible in a couple of spots. spots. Otherwise, some beautiful summer-like weather on the way tomorrow and Saturday, with more sunshine and temperatures running a good 8 or 10 degrees above normal. A front will slide through Saturday evening, bringing us a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and then things really get active early next week. A weather system sliding in from the Central Plains will drag plenty of moisture north from the Gulf of Mexico. Could see some rather heavy rain totals early next week. The forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy to a few sun peaks. Widely scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, with temperatures topping out in the upper 60s to low 70s. Southwest wind up to 10. Isolated showers early this evening, then partly cloudy. Patchy fog, low 48s. Tomorrow warm with mostly sunny skies, high near 79. South to southwest wind at 5 to 10. Saturday sunny or partly cloudy and warmer than normal. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the evening, high about 83. On Sunday, partly cloudy and warm, low 53 with a high near 80, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms for Sunday night. Monday, mostly cloudy and more humid with scattered showers and storms likely, low in the upper 50s with a high in the mid-70s. Tuesday, continued muggy with off and on showers and storms expected, low 60, high 74. And Wednesday, patchy sun, breezy and cooler, sprinkles possible, low 53 with a high of 69 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a cloudy 70 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 73, our low this morning was 54. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 70. The record high for this date was set in 1962 at 87. The record low, 27, was set in 1967. Last year's high was 80 with a low of 44. Sunset tonight will be at 8:20 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:36. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.73, and we have received a trace of precipitation so far today. Again, it is a cloudy 70 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Ideas for making plants more resilient to climate change. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
While agriculture is seen as an avenue to potentially mitigate the effects of climate change, it's also an industry that'll see some of the most dramatic impacts from climate change. The scientific community is projecting continued average temperature increases, greater pressure on water supplies, and more extreme weather events. Courtney Leisner is an assistant professor at the School of Plant and Environmental Sciences at Virginia Tech.
One area that people are really doing a lot of active research and work in is using breeding or genetic engineering approaches to help understand the physiology or different genes involved in crops that make them resilient to things like drought or high temperature.
Leisner says one way of doing that may be to take a U-turn with crop genetics.
Crop plants generally are domesticated or bred from wild ancestors. And if we look at the location of where the wild ancestors are grown, what are the traits they have? What are the genes that they might have that make them more resilient to elevated temperature or growing in areas with less water? And can we use those to breed them into our modern elite crop plants that have high yield and use that as a way to build in this resilience?
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Some criticism for the House Ag Committee's version of the Farm Bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. The House Ag Committee's version of the new Farm Bill is getting mixed feedback ahead of next week's markup, and the chairman says he's ready for more robust discussion. Glenn G.T. Thompson tells Brownfield he's taken a do-no-harm approach when figuring out how to pay for necessary improvements to the Farm Bill.
The pay-fors I found are necessary. I mean, we're going to need somewhere north of $60 billion, you know, to pay for the priorities that are bipartisan that I have put into this bill. Now, unfortunately, the Senate bill only has $5 billion, none of it within the jurisdiction of agriculture.
Thompson says he's expecting some amendments to be offered on the pay-fors from lawmakers in the markup.
I hope whoever that may put those forward would have the insight to know that, you know, if they cut the pay-for, there also means that we wind up cutting out the great bipartisan policy that those pay-fors fund.
Thompson says the path forward to a new farm bill will be clearer after the final vote on the committee markup. He says passing a new farm bill is urgent, and there's a busy floor schedule beyond Memorial Day. A representative of the food processing industry says the Biden administration's additional tariffs on certain steel and aluminum products will make a bad situation worse. Jason Collada with Midwest Food Products Association tells Brownfield, food and vegetable canners need relief from the tariffs, not additional tariffs.
In the case of much of our canned food, we have to pay tariff on our product, and our foreign competitors who are selling into the U.S. market are not paying tariff on their can. That ends up hurting the American producer.
President Biden says tariffs on certain steel and aluminum products from China will jump 25% in 2024, and Collada says that adds cost to U.S. processors and consumers in an already tough market.
About 2% of the American steel purchased in a given year is tin plate. And of that, about 60% is imported, much of which comes from our allied countries.
Which he says limits where processors can get the tin plate they need. Collada says his organization will continue to seek tariff relief from the Biden administration and Congress. CHS, the nation's largest agricultural cooperative, has signed a letter of intent to acquire a West Central Minnesota co-op. Rick Dusek with CHS says there are several reasons to move forward with Yulin-based West Central Ag Services. Pork export sales fell to marketing year lows last week. The USDA says that week-to-week dip for pork followed reductions by several key customers, including Japan, Mexico, and South Korea. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better Cleaner Now.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trades quiet and cash hogs are firm at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade has been quiet to start the day again. Bids haven't surfaced. Asking prices are at $186 to $187 plus live in the south and $300 trust in the north. There were a handful of deals reported on Wednesday, but not enough to establish an accurate price trend. Look for more business to develop before the end of the day Friday. Box beef is sharply higher at midday on solid demand from moderate offerings. Choice up 274 at 309.51. Select is 309 higher at 297.40. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, the best test on steers was 900 to 949 pounds, which were $2 to $3 higher. Steers 950 to 999 pounds were mostly steady. Heifers were not well compared. The USDA says demand was good to very good for the day's offering, featuring several strings of backgrounded cattle, along with loads and packages of mostly home-raised cattle. Most quality were carrying some flesh, quite a few in moderate plus flesh. Quality varied, but was mostly average to attractive. The market was active. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 909 to 921 pounds, brought $246.75 to $247.25. Feeder steers, 955 to 992 pounds, brought $228.75 to $238.25. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 808 to 849 pounds, brought $240 to $246.25. Cash hogs are firm at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors have not been forced to bid up to get business accomplished this week. While demand remains strong on both the global market and domestically, this week's export sales hit a marketing year low for pork. In terms of production, the industry's efficiency sometimes works against itself as it relates to prices. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up 40 cents with a weighted average of $89.36. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $50. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $35 to $47. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were lower at midday, down 76 cents at $100.94. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Series. Scott Roundtree is here. For farmers that are struggling to get their soybeans in the ground, do they need to change strategies as we get close to June?
Generally, the later we plant, we want to get soybeans into narrow row spacings and 30-inch rows. So if you can plant them in 15s, 20s, or even drill them, that's a good thing we can do. And then the later we get in planting soybean, oftentimes we want to bump up our seeding rates. So if you had been seeding it, say, at 140,000 in the first week of May, and you have another few fields that need to get planted toward the end of the month here, we'd suggest bumping that up by 10, 20,000 seeds per acre, get up into that 160,000 range, things like that. So a few management strategies you can use if you are looking at later planted soybeans. The earlier we plant, the more nodes we can get that soybean to put on. When we plant later, we don't have as many nodes, so we want more plants out there to try to increase our pod count. Essentially, you're putting nodes on more plants than you would be by planting fewer plants earlier.
Thanks, Scott. For great products and crop advice, go to pioneer.com/findmyrep.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and hogs are mixed. Corn's lower, cattle are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, mostly weak, adjusting spreads. They started fully higher, but have drifted for the most part in the bearish weekly export sales numbers and a lower moving bean meal. Planting delays are ongoing in some key U.S. growing areas, with more expected in the next couple of weeks. July beans are up 2 3/4 at 12.16 and a quarter, and August is a half higher at 12.16 and 3/4. After that, things start to move lower. July bean meal's down 280 at 368.90. July bean oil's up 94 at 44.49. Corn's down. It started firm, but it remains overbought, and the weekly export sales are below a week ago. Corn's also watching planting and the probable delays in parts of the Corn Belt. July's down 5 3/4 at 456 3/4. September corn's 5 3/4 lower at 467.5. And wheat's seen some profit taking. The recent freeze damage in Russia has caused some damage and probably killed about 1% of the crop at least, but that seems to be mostly factored in. July Chicago's down 6.5 at 659.25. July Kansas City's 2.5 lower at 672.5. July Minneapolis is down 7 at 720. Live and feeder cattle are up, but the recent strength in box beef waiting for widespread direct cash cattle business. Asking prices are present, but packer inquiry remains very light. No bids on the table yet. June live's up 77 at 179.02, and August is 92 higher at 177.45. August feeders are up $1.52 at 257.40. And nearby hogs are supported by spread trade and short covering. June lean's up $1.42 at 98.92, and July's 122 higher at 102.10. John Perkins, Brownfield.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insurer must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Packing a nutritional punch on a budget. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. While data shows food price inflation has been slowing, grocery bills are still high. Jessica Castle, a dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council, says there are some great budget-friendly items available without having to sacrifice nutrition.
Some other foods that are really helpful and nutrient-dense to have on hand are beans and lentils. The legumes are really good sources of fiber, and they help extend a meal, too. So when you're adding beans to a particular meal, it's going to maybe add to the meat that you already have as part of that meal. Brown rice is another good option to have on hand. And pasta, of course, is always a good one. If you can choose the whole grain version of pasta, that will increase the nutrients that you're eating with that dish. And then also making sure that you're including fruits and vegetables, but they don't always have to be fresh fruits and vegetables. Look into the freezer aisle for the frozen fruits and vegetables that are there. They're frozen at peak ripeness, and they are a great option. And then, of course, you can buy meat when it's on sale and freeze it for longer term.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. WRC.